Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. You know what time it is. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday night. This is Long Shots Radio, Prime Time Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Guy Sports Talk Radio, this is what we're about. Gambling tips, the big wagers, the biggest games. Do you want to be on the right side listening to the radio show, Long Shots Radio, Prime Time Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside, recapping what happens during the week and also what's going to happen along with future impacts and upcoming matchups. Gambling tips is what we're all about, what we look for, why is the line moving, public versus Vegas. This is the show where it all goes down exclusively on TrendBetting.com. A sensational summer ahead of full baseball action, NBA playoffs in full swing, NHL playoffs in full swing. What a great time to be in the industry, folks. Sit back, grab a chair, grab the best cigar you have. Listen up. It's Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Folks, welcome to another edition of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. It is Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's time to get the show underway. We do the show every week, same time, Thursday night, same day of the week, and it's a lot of fun. I do look forward to doing it each and every week. Quick half-hour sprint, as I said again, in the near future. We're hoping to take this thing each day and at least 1 hour long, and preferably starting the show in the morning so we can certainly wrap up what happened the night before as well as take a look at future impact on games that are heading and coming into play that evening as well. Welcome to the show, folks. Once again, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Guy Sports Talk Radio, you know what you're going to tune into. You know what you're going to hear each and every week. It's sports. It's what we love to do. Gamble on it, watch it, go to games, talk about games, you know, skip out on work, don't do much work at work because you're talking about the games. That's what this is all about. It's our passion. It's what we do. It's what guys love to do. We love to watch sports, and we love to bet sports even more, and it certainly doesn't hurt to make a profit along the way also. NCAA football, NCAA basketball, NFL, fantasy football, I'm always happy to talk about, and our award-winning baseball season is 1 week away. Can't wait any longer. We've held out all month long since our Duke five-star premium play winner in the NCAA championship game. We've been sitting here taking notes, watching a ton of baseball. Numbers are starting to come into focus. It's going to be a lot of fun once it gets underway. May 1st, next Friday, it all gets underway. We'll ease into it over the month of May, doing mostly one-unit plays. And then June after May is that super, super sweet spot that we hope to start upping our plays up to 5 units and getting it underway. You know what we're about. You've seen it year after year, and you see me post on the monitor a lot there with last June was especially good, up almost 83 units of pure profit for myself, friends, clients on those premium plays. But that's coming up, and I can't wait. I mean, every single night I'm capping games, I'm looking at it. I have no action, and it certainly feels like I do. One of my favorite nights is tonight, and it's going down with Ace Ventura and Chris Sale at the White Sox tonight. Love that game. Decapped it, went over a few things. As I said, I don't even have any action on that game, and I'm looking forward to it as if I have a dime on the game myself. And obviously, I don't at this point. So going to take into effect a couple things. We did a quick run-through 2 days ago with Major League Baseball, and we do lean a lot on the favorites with the system that we do use. We picked 5 games on Tuesday night, went 4-1 in those games. That's exactly what's supposed to happen. 4-1 is fantastic. We hope for 3-2. That's the name of the game, taking a profit and pushing it over to the next night. But our early indicators were on point when we did a full cap through on Tuesday. And as of this coming Monday, we're going to have full walkthroughs, almost like football practice, folks, if you've been there. You know, get up, take the pads off, no helmets, walk through, go over the game plan on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we go live Friday night, light style, and get into baseball season and kick off, and hopefully another award-winning season will be underway at that point. Next Saturday night also, I know a lot of you have been talking out there, and I've been seeing it on Twitter. Can't wait for the fight. Floyd Mayweather versus Manny Pacquiao. It's going to be a really good one. Obviously, I'm not going to be in Vegas for the fight. I saw those fight tickets sold out in, what, maybe 1 minute? And I'm sorry, I'm not paying $1,500 to sit in the last row for a possible fight that could last anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes, basically, at that point, which is ridiculous. But anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. Got a lot of fellas coming over to the crib on that night to watch that. And, of course, baseball action is going to be going on all day long on Saturday. So a very, very, very excited weekend about to come up in the next week. But anyway, on the show, again, to get back to it, eventually down the line on this show on Long Shots, we do want to take calls from the listeners out there, from Twitter, Facebook, everybody out there. It's a lot more fun when it's an interactive show because you can go back and forth, ask questions, bounce ideas off me. You can certainly ask anybody out in the audience questions as well on what's going to take place. And it never hurts. I always tell you here every week when we talk about it, be a sponge in this game. There's never nothing that you cannot learn. It doesn't matter. If somebody has a new angle or system that's coming into play and doing well, take a look at it. You don't have to use it. Maybe like bits and pieces of it. Maybe somebody's taking a little bit more time and focusing on a certain aspect of the game that you're not really capping, which you might want to look at in the future. Be a sponge in this game. Take all the knowledge you can. Being in this business for over 20 years, capping games and also betting games as well, I can never, never stress enough that you're always learning each and every day. New trick, new tip, new bit of information to look for. Make a new contact out there who's pretty sharp. Never, never stop learning in this game, folks. It's only going to help you down the line and build your bankroll the right way. Recapping what happens during the week, you know I love to do that. Taking a look at what happens on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is usually a pretty good indicator of what's going to happen on Thursday and Friday. Gambling tips on the show, you know what we look for, why is that line moving, and also always the most important, who is the public on? Who is Vegas on? Because more than not, the sharps do have it right. If that line is crashing down for a certain instance, there's got to be some good reason, and you're definitely going to want to know who's on there. Also, which we talk about each week as well, is you can never have too many websites that you take a look at. Twitter is a fantastic gambling tool. I mean, not just looking like fading people. You know, people don't do well. You don't like their opinion, so you look to see what they have, and you bet against it. I mean, I get all that, but Twitter, use it as an information tool. Who's playing? Who's pitching? Maybe somebody tweets out a really good stat there that you might want to take into account. I can't stress it enough. Get on Twitter. Use that tool for what it's worth. Facebook's okay. I mean, you're going to see the posts out there, but Twitter is more in your face, interactive, and also more up to date. But there are a couple of things that I do like to take a look at. MLBStarting9.com, you're going to get those instant lineups as soon as they come out to take a look at to see who's starting, who's not starting. Injury information comes out very well on that website as well. So MLBStarting9.com is a very good one to check out. We do use a lot of sports options going over Major League Baseball information with capping, the way we take a look at games, the advanced statistics, as well as StatFox.com. So there's some of the three websites that we really like to take a look at, as well as a few others. You can't get enough information. Now, when you look, you know, if you have a StatFox account, or if you're logged in and you're on the tape part of the site, it's a lot to digest. I mean, it's the same way when we take a look at KenPom.com during the college basketball season. It's overwhelming with stat information. You just have to pick and choose what you like to look at and what works for yourself, because a lot of that information on there is not really needed in what I'm looking at in capping my games, especially with, let's just say, you know, some different efficiency stats or how many threes they take in a game, what the tempo is. Maybe if you're not looking at that, you're more looking at offensive efficiency numbers, defensive efficiency numbers, strength of schedule, how many times one team turns the ball over, what's their primary defenses. I mean, you want to look at what works for yourself, and trial and error is never a bad thing. Even though you're betting games each and every night as you go along, it doesn't hurt to maybe put out like maybe a B stat or a C stat and keep track of those all season long. because we always like to say it's the life of the business that you're in there. Gambling doesn't have to be a 1 week or a 2 week or a 1 month thing. If you turn it into a lifetime proposition and you take it and you invest that way, similar to a 401k, more chances than not you're going to be on the right side. If you're just looking for a fun time, you know, it's Friday night, let me get some action in, hey, so be it. A lot of gamblers are like that and just need a little bit of help on that, but I can't stress it enough. If you take the initiative and look at it as a lifetime of gambling as opposed to a season or a week of gambling, it's going to be much, much better to your benefit, and certainly never sweat a bet. If you're sweating bets each and every night where you're bankroll, you can't pay the mortgage or the rent, it's not the way to go about things. You certainly don't sweat your 401k while you're at work, because it's, you know, if the market goes up or down, it's a very minimal increase or decrease in that account. You want to look at it the same way with gambling. Use it as a supplemental income. Very, very rare is that somebody can come out Billy Walter style and make millions and millions and millions of dollars a year in sports gambling. You want to look at it as that secondary income. Pay the mortgage for a month, maybe pay off your car, take the wife and the kids on a family vacation, do whatever you want, but don't look at it as a sole surviving income, because you're probably going to get hit and damaged over the lifetime. You're going to have some wins, you're going to have some losses, but in the long haul, you just want to make that profit and certainly have a lot of fun over the way. About myself, 20 years in the gambling business, online selling picks for roughly about 3 years with my website, rightsidevalueplays.com, and also why we're here, trendbetting.com. Folks, if you have not taken a look at the site yet, it's fantastic. It's clean. It's cut. A lot of good guys on the website there. Trendbetting.com. If you take a look at it, click on the experts tab. Everybody pops up there with their pretty, pretty glamour shots there. Lucky Lance Williams is the owner, CEO of the website. Fantastic guy. Follow him on Twitter. Take a look at him on Facebook. Always there to engage and go back and forth with information and certainly point you in the right direction. But again, at trendbetting.com, you have something for everybody. If you like the NBA, Major League Baseball, college basketball, college football, NFL, you know, Major League Baseball, MMA, tennis, soccer, everything is there for you with opposite ends and trends, which what makes it really good. What I mean by that is, if you look at myself, I'm big on picking on the mismatches in the betting industry. When if you take a look at CJ the Razor, he's going to be on opposite of what you probably should be on, and the kid is cashing big. It's the same way across the board. Not everybody on the website takes the same approach and is on the same games. That's what makes it really good, because you have that diversity on the website. When one guy's not running so good, you can bounce some information off somebody else. It's what we live for. We're all really good friends, talk every single day online, and it's a lot of fun there. If we go down the rundown real quick, Lucky Lance Williams is there. I myself, Donnie Rightside, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, and Frank Buzz. And Triple Crown Weekend starts next week with the Kentucky Derby. Definitely going to want to check in on Jeff Brandeis' packages there. He is the man for the job over the next couple weeks in the Triple Crown and in horse racing as well. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here. Going to start going over some NFL draft and certainly some Major League Baseball teams that you're going to want to watch out for down the line. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, Donnie Rightside.
Hey, folks, this is Donnie Rightside, host of Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Rightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years and have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side.
Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Rightside. Going to dip into a little NFL draft talk as we are 1 week away, and not really sure if we're actually going to do the show next Thursday night, because I'm going to be in tuned with that, and a very, very exciting opening round of the NFL draft next Thursday. It's always a big topic. NFL just came out with their schedules yesterday. Yes, it's a lot of fun to go over wins and losses this early in the season, but it really doesn't make a difference. The NFL is all about turnover each and every year, new playoff teams, new teams that are going to make a run, as well as the schedule. Certainly does not help out the teams that did really well last year, as they are playing those top flight teams of division winners, and so be it. So it's going to be a lot of fun to take a look at the draft coming up next Thursday. Take a look at some quick baseball information right now. As I said, you know, I have my eye really on this Chris Sale game. Chicago White Sox is in a little bit of trouble in the first inning. Two men on, one out, and a 3-1 count. Looks like, is that a... I believe maybe Moustakas might be up for Hosmer at this point, but can't really tell. But anyway, so getting back to the NFL, taking a look at the overall draft, what's going to take place, what you think is going to happen. Number one overall pick, obviously, is going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I think it's pretty much unanimous across the board. You see them talking each and every day, hey, we're open to trading the pick. We're not sure. Boy, we really like Marcus Mariota. Jameis Winston is the right pick for them there. Kid's going to stay in his home state. Going to be a box office draw, which Tampa Bay hasn't been drawing very well lately, as you see from their games, probably even getting a look at some blackouts there in the past couple, because they really haven't been very good. Lovie Smith, looking at the team itself, you can't go anywhere without a quarterback. They don't have a quarterback, so it's the right move to make at that point. I think Jameis Winston should be the overall pick, number one pick in that draft. Number two, very interesting with the Tennessee Titans. Now, a lot of smoke and mirrors coming up right now that they're looking seriously at Marcus Mariota. I just don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think that's what Ken Whisenhunt wants to do. I think they're more inclined to trade their pick and stack multiple picks up there, because you know the Eagles have been talking about moving up. Cleveland's been talking about moving up, possibly even the Jets, and also with the latest rumors there of the San Diego Chargers trading Phillip Rivers to Tennessee for a multitude of picks and going back and forth. I don't think they should trade for Phillip Rivers, because I don't really think they're that close to actually making the playoffs at this point. And Phillip Rivers is getting up there a little bit in age, in that low 30s. I think he's maybe 31, 32, something like that. Looking at that overall, I don't think that's going to be the right move for them to do. So I think they should trade for a plethora of picks in that situation and jump out of that two-spot trade back. Maybe say trade with Cleveland there. He wants to really get up there and take Marcus Mariota. From what you're hearing now, you're going to take the 12th pick, 19th pick overall, and also probably two players maybe involved in that as well, maybe even Joe Hayden. Just build your team around there, get a lot of good players in on that team, and certainly build the culture the right way. If you take Marcus Mariota, unless you have that Chip Kelly-style offense, I don't really know if it's going to work that well for you in that instance. So I don't believe they should take Marcus Mariota too. I don't even believe they should make a pick at two. I think they should trade out and stack and get multiple first-round picks. Let's just say the Eagles traded up with Tennessee at number two. What they're talking about, three first-round picks, maybe Fletcher Cox and Michael Kendricks. Get out of here if you're the Eagles. I mean, come on. Would you give up three first-round? I mean, hey, maybe Marcus Mariota is a perfect fit for Chip Kelly's offense and all that, but what happens if it doesn't work out? You're out three first-round picks and two defensive studs. No way am I making that move. Not even close. So keep an eye on that number two pick. That's probably going to be the most fascinating one of the entire draft. Vic Beasley, number three overall to the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're going to take a defensive player. The one guy I really like in watching and betting a lot of college football last year was Dante Fowler Jr. out of Florida. I mean, the kid dominates. He comes off the edge. He's really athletic, quick, fast. Great moves. Even if you watched him in that last game versus East Carolina, versus a really good offense, and Florida was in the tank at that point. Guys were sitting out the game. They're down to their four-string tailback, third-string quarterback. They weren't even really into that game, and that kid dominated and came to play. And this guy is going to be a really good player at the next level. So if Jacksonville can hold on to either Leonard Williams, Dante Fowler Jr., or Vic Beasley at that three spot, that's an absolute home run. The Raiders at number four, I mean, most mock drafts have them picking Amari Cooper, maybe even if Leonard Williams or somebody slips down to them there. I just don't see it taking place. I mean, they're just going to – you know, the Raiders are more likely to bust that pick out and just pick somebody like a Danny Shelton or just, you know, Lael Collins. I mean, just somebody a little bit down the board where you can just, you know, say, what's up with the Oakland Raiders and why are they making that pick? I honestly think the best wide receiver in the draft is a kid out of West Virginia, Kevin White. Watching that kid all year long, he's the real deal. I love Amari Cooper. Don't get me wrong. He's the most polished receiver, and he's the safest receiver if you're going to be drafting that high up in the draft. So, I mean, you can't go wrong if you stay in that four spot and take Amari Cooper, but I really think the upside is much, much better with Kevin White. Hey, maybe somebody's really hot on Amari Cooper. You can trade back, maybe stack a second or a third round draft pick and still pick up Kevin White as they go. I certainly think that's valuable. Jets looking at maybe Sean Ray or Bud Dupree. Seems like they're always looking at defense, but that six spot is very, very interesting as well for that Marcus Mariota. I mean, if you're sold on Geno Smith, I'm not sold on him. But then again, if you're looking at a defensive head coach who's going to bring the house, he's going to want to stack that defense as much as he can and almost play it like Buddy Ryan back in the day. Say, hey, offense, give me a couple plays of the game, and we should be straight. Number seven looks like Kevin White's probably going to slip down to the Chicago Bears. They just seem to load up on wide receivers each and every year. So that's going to be one to watch out as well. Number eight with the Atlanta Falcons, looks like Lael Collins, Shane Ray, maybe that Vic Beasley area falls into there. Look at the New York Giants slipping into the top 10. Danny Shelton looks like he is one of the picks that's going to go for them. They do need to really, really get back to basics on that defensive line. That team was built over the years on playing good front line defense and getting after the quarterback. So they're certainly going to have to try that as well. Going over and filling out the top 10, you know, it's had some people have Marcus Mariota possibly falling down the 10 at the Rams. I don't see that happening. Devontae Parker is now going to be in that position. 11, Trey Waynes, looking at him to the Minnesota Vikings. Brandon Scherff to the Cleveland Browns. They can never draft enough linemen on that team because they're really in some trouble and need to get some playmakers there, but you can't pass up when you have really dominant lineman Joe Thomas there. I was a few years back that was drafted out of Wisconsin to them playing tackle. As good as it gets there, you can never go wrong with taking a dominant offensive lineman player. Devontae Parker to myself, I think he's the second best wideout in the draft. I mean, I have Amari Cooper down at number three. I mean, you can call me crazy. Love Kevin White, but I do love Devontae Parker and Amari Cooper. I think are right there in that B/C position. Number 13 overall, looking at the New Orleans Saints. Most of them have taken Randy Gregory, Lael Collins. Now, Randy Gregory's interesting as the guy, you know, he's already in, quote-unquote, the program with the NFL with smoking weed, so we'll see how that turns out. Devontae Parker looks like a great pick, maybe even Trey Waynes for the Miami Dolphins. Slipping down to 15, 16, and 17, the 49ers, Eric Armstead, D-tackle, maybe 16 slips in there at a cornerback position for the Houston Texans with Kevin Johnson. You also have Rashad Perryman, who's making his way up the charts, the UCF wideout, who's burned up the NFL combine with a 4.25 40, so he can never leave that under the equation. Getting down number 18, Nelson Agholor is moving up the charts. Malcolm Brown at 19 as that second pick to Cleveland if they stay put, as well as Eddie Goldman. Interesting pick at number 20 with the Eagles. Obviously, they really love their boy Marcus Mariota. Don't think they can get him. I don't think it's possible, but they do have two common picks there. One is either going to be a wideout, Philip Dorsett and Rashad Perryman, and also Landon Collins, the strong safety out of Alabama, would be a nice pick for them as well. Looking a little bit later, getting some value in the draft. 27 is the Cowboys. I'm really looking at them. Maybe cornerback they can go. Jalen Collins might be out of LSU, might be available to them. Melvin Gordon at running back. A lot of people looking, saying if you lost DeMarco Murray, people are looking at saying, hey, you know, you might as well just go out over the top and get Adrian Peterson from Minnesota. I don't think that's even remotely possible. Why would you do that, giving up maybe a first or second round pick and paying the guy in excess of $10 million a year? You're better off just keeping DeMarco Murray with the team. But anybody behind that line who is competent, Melvin Gordon, Ty Gurley, Campbell out of Indiana, they're going to be really good running backs and a lot of power that can be had behind that Dallas offensive line. Anybody who's competent, as I said again, they're going to be able to run and run well as long as they're given a steady diet of carries. 1,000-yard back's not going to be that hard to find with a really, really good offensive line as the Dallas Cowboys do have. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Going to be back on the other side. And the best part about this, we're going to talk some baseball and some teams to watch out for who can build your bankroll as the season goes. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there, filling your bankroll up, a little bit of a struggle for you,
Put the experts at trendbetting.com to work for you. Go to trendbetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. Trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, trendbetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at trendbetting.com. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. I want to jump into some quick baseball here in a few moments. I see my boy Sale gave up two runs in the first inning. Very un-Sale-like. As I said again, I don't have any skin in this game at this point, but I would like to see him win and continue his ways so we can continue to capitalize on Mr. Sale as the season goes. Now, jumping into some teams, not going to say, you know, these are the teams we're going to be taking a lot during the season, but these are teams that you want to look out for who are probably going to have some value over the way. Now, anybody can get out there and say, hey, get on the Washington Nationals. Boy, they're pretty good, and you're going to bet them a lot. Yeah, I mean, they are pretty good. A lot of people are going to bet them a lot, and a lot of people are going to be laying 220, 240, and 260 with that pitching staff. And once the team gets healthy, when Rendon comes back, and also Denard's band gets healthy and back into the flow in that top spot. So, yeah, we're going to be taking the Nationals a lot, maybe in the first five innings at minus a half of a run, because you're still going to have to pay a pretty premium of maybe 130, 140, or 150, and that's minus a half. That's not even money line in the first five. But most of those games where they're going to play the Phillies or the Marlins or, you know, teams that are in the toilet, you're going to have Max Scherzer out there, Doug Fister, Strasburg, and Zimmerman. I mean, they're all clocking some serious, serious change they're going to have to put up. Are they going to win and win a lot of games? Yes, they are, but those losses at 240, they don't feel so good, if you know what I mean. But taking a look at teams that you're probably going to have some value on as they come down the line, the Philadelphia Phillies, terrible team. You saw it again today. But as the season wears on, if you pick them in the right spots, they're going to show maximum value. Now, if you take them every single night and you just bet against them, you're probably going to profit. But if you can pick and choose your spots where some of these guys like Jerome Williams, who doesn't get a lot of respect out there, some games he's going to wind up getting plus 170 or plus 175, maybe even at home, like when the Washington Nationals come into town, or if you're even on the road. Cole Hamels for most of the year, and I would probably say more than half of his starts, Cole Hamels is probably now going to be plus money or over his career. He was a dead ringer for minus 150 or higher when the Phillies were good. On any given day in baseball, any team can beat anybody. Yes, the Phillies do have a decent bullpen that's going to be able to shut the door if they can just get the lead. But keep an eye on the Phillies in certain situations where they're going to be plus 140, plus 150, plus 160 against B-level pitching, and that's going to want to pick and choose your way and certainly try to profit if you are an underdog gambler. Last year, all season long, we loved the San Diego Padres, a sensational bullpen in a pitcher's ballpark. All they had to do was scrape together a run or two during the season, and they were always in it, and certainly in that highly, highly competitive MLB West out there where you had Dodgers as well as the San Francisco Giants in that division. They were usually catching a plus 130 or plus 140 at any given time versus those teams, and now they have a much, much better team and James Shields, so we'll see how that's going to peel out down the road when betting that team. The Pittsburgh Pirates, very good baseball team. They're still going to be showing some value this year. Lost a couple
minor key components there, but from top to bottom, love the manager, love the team, love the way the lineup sets up. They're going to be ringing in a lot at 130, 140, and under 150, a team that you're definitely going to want to bet a lot. Chicago Cubs are going to stay away from because they're Vegas sweethearts right now. Everybody loves them. Their value is a little bit trumped up at this point, so I'm not really going to be looking in their direction. Seattle has been terrible value, so we'll see how they bounce back with King Felix, Iwakuma, Paxton. They have a really, really good rotation, but the value is just not there yet. Houston Astros, we nailed them a lot last year. They have some really good pitchers with McHugh and Keuchel. Keep an eye out on them, betting them the rest of the way. So just a few teams that you want to highlight and certainly keep on your radar for the rest of the year. Those are certainly a few because we will be on the Pirates in Houston quite a bit this year. Folks, time's coming short tonight. Hope you had fun listening, maybe picked up a few things on the show. We'll hopefully be back next Thursday on draft night in the NFL. Till the next time, we'll see you guys on the right side. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Rightside. Good night, folks.